Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Dalet, as we continue in Perek Kol Menachas Bo'os Matzah, which we started yesterday, the fifth perek of Meseches Menachos, and we are almost made it up to the two dots, but just, we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. We just had a couple of agadic phrases, riddles, the Adir, the Zeh, the Tov, and we spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Avraham Avinu begging for forgiveness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it in the end, in terms of how he makes the Galios come to fruition. That was the last point that we mentioned. Just the one line, I think we ran through the last couple of lines, just one type of drasha that I did not explain, and that is the third wide line. We had mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham that I'm going to have Rachmanis on you, v'chamalti aleihem. So the Rishonim explained, chamalti, where do you get chamalti from? And from the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, kol hamula, it's the hay and the ches switch. Sometimes we find some Aramaic letters switching with each other. So if you switch the hamula to chamula, chamalti, that's where that drasha comes from. That Hashem has compassion on Bnei Yisrael. Okay, just wanted to mention that. Okay, that's what the Marsha makes that point. Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. So let's go back to the sixth wide line. Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. Lama nimshalu Yisrael azayis. Why are Bnei Yisrael compared to an olive? So we had one before. We had one drasha already yesterday, just like a zayis, achriso besofo, we mentioned, that it has a lot of olives that come out at the end of the season. So to Jews, you know, even though it's a long, long history, but achriso besofo, at the end, they come out. They come out on top. So we have two other drushes of why we're compared to a zayis. Lo melecha, ma zayis ein olav noshrin, lo b'yemos achama v'lo b'yemos akshamim. Just like an olive tree doesn't have noshrin. They don't, leaves don't fall off the tree during the summer or the rainy season. It just stays, you know, it produces olives at various times, but there's no noshrin. Af Yisrael, elam betela olam, so too the Jews. There's nobody falls off the Jews. There's no betela to the am. Lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba. Not olam hazeh and not olam haba. Could be individuals, but as a nation, as Klal Yisrael, there is no batala, not an olam hazeh, not an olam haba. I saw it in the Margalias Hashas. What does it mean that there's no bittul? So there is the Rabbi Shua Heschel says, Ki Yisrael bezvacha shomim Torah mitzvah same skulam yuchedes bikol ha'amim. We are a school of a haim davar chashuv vedem b'teilam la'olam. So number one, we are dvarim chashuvim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a davar chashuv is not bittul. As we know, ubeis chalila sheyifarku all Torah mitzvahs ulachora avdu malas v'chashivus. If we go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're not dvarim chashuvim anymore. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already counted us when we left Mitzrayim, and we're a davar sheminyan. A davar sheminyan is ein lahem bittul, and therefore that's why we don't have batala ever. There's no batala olamis because either we're a davar chashiv or we're a davar sheminyan. That's his halachic ha'ara on this agadata. So that is number two compared to olives, because olives never lose anything, so to the Jews. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, lomar nimshalu Yisrael azayis, third drasha, what's the comparison? Lomar lecha, mazayis eno mosi shmeinu ela ayidei ketita, just like an olive isn't mosi shmeinu unless by crushing, af Yisrael ein chozul mutav ela ayidei yisurin. So too, Yisrael is not chozul mutav except through Yisurin, except for through difficulties and tragic circumstances. So that's the third drasha of comparing it to olives. Okay, that finishes up yesterday's discussion, and now we get back to what the Mishnah was talking about. So remember, the Mishnah started off the perek. Halacha aleph of the parak was that all menachas have to be made matzah, except for the two exceptions that we mentioned, the chametz and the todah, the 10 loaves and the todah, thank you, and the shtei halachem, those are both chametz. And then we had, that was discussed yesterday, what the source is for all karbanis mincha having to be matzah. And then you have the next machlokas. How do we, those two exceptions of the chametz and the todah and the shtei halachem, how do we cause them to rise? What do we do? So we had a machlokas there between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir said, "Hasa'or bodelahen mitochan machamson." Rabbi Meir says, "You take a little bit of the isarin itself out. You cause it to rise a little bit. You can't leave it a very long time to become very mechumatz. But you lose it a little bit, and then you put it back into the mixture, and then you cause it to rise. Rabbi Yehuda does not like that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Einam in a muvchar. It's not going to rise properly, because if you just take a little bit, that's not mechumatz totally. A little sourdough that's not fully processed. It's not going to work. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you take a little bit of this, and you, you take a little bit from the outside, and you take regular sourdough, and you add that to the shear. And Rabbi Meir did not like that. The Chum did not like that, because they said that's going to mess you up in terms of the exact Isaron. That was the machlokas that we said. I didn't read it yesterday, but I brought it today. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. I just wanted to read the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Maaser Karbanos Perek Tes, Halacha Yudches, the case in Mechamsan, how are we Mechametz the few Karbanos Mincha that have to be made out of Chametz? Mevi Sa'or Kidechi Mutzan, you bring Sa'or from the outside. You don't measure the isar on a flour first and then take some from there and cause it to become sourdough and then add it back in. No, says the Rambam, you bring sa'or, already made sourdough, v'nos nolotoch amida, and then you put it into the measuring cup, umamali asamida, then you fill it up. So you add that, even though this already has flour and water in it, and you add the isar, the dry flour, to it. So says the Rambam, that's what you do. Afalpi, the Rambam acknowledges the Chachamim's problem with that shita. Afalpi she sofa lios chasera o yesera mipnei ha-sa'or, she pa'amim yihye ave v'kasha upamim rach. Sometimes it's going to be liquidy, sometimes it's going to be thicker. Sometimes you have a little too more water, more flour, less flour. Ein mashgichin, ela amidasa ata. Don't worry about it. V'har yumodi, you measure isara now, that's all you care about, which we'll talk about a little bit more on the daf. That's the Rambam, so the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda and acknowledges the problem. Okay, so now we get into talking about that machlokas. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Omer Hasar Bodele Mitochan Machmisan VeChulu, and then Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the rule is Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Alachu Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we pass. That's what the Rambam paskins. My Chasero Yisera. What exactly is the Chachamim's problem with Rabbi Yehuda that it's going to be lacking? So Amar Rav Chisda Isas Hasar Ave. If the sourdough, if the sa'ar that you put in was very thick. So nimseis yisera midas yisaron. That means there's a lot of flour in there, then it could be that you're going to end up having more than an yisaron of flour. Racha, if it's very liquidy, it's very loose, nimseis chasera. So that means there's less flour in there, there's a lot of water, the water's going to take up a lot of space, so that way you could have less than the amount of flour that you normally have. So if it's thicker, you might have more. If it's looser, you might have less. So the Gemara says, but what's the difference? So if ki kakayel yisar kakayel, don't you measure it afterwards? You measure the total at the end. So what are you worried about? So Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Travayu, L'kamos Shehein Haisa Misharina. Another Chachamim hold that it has to be measured dry. That's the point of the Isar of the Mincha. It's got to be measured dry. How much flour without any other ingredient? And because of this, you're not going to be exact. You're not going to know exactly because you already have added some liquid to some of the flour which you're using. So therefore, that is the problem. According to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't have this problem. Why? Because Rabbi Meir first measures the isaron, the flour. And then he takes a little flour out of it and then makes it a little wet, makes that into sourdough, which is then used to be mechametz, the rest of it, then he put it back in. So according to Rabbi Meir, the measurement is beautiful. The problem, according to Rabbi Meir, was that the sa'or that you created is not fully developed in its leavening stages, so it's not going to leaven the rest of the mincha properly. That's what Rabbi Yehuda didn't like about it. Einam in a muvchar. So that's why he comes up with other shitas. So according to Rabbi Meir, the shiurim are fine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chimutz is fine, but they each have something good about them and something negative about them. That's the problem. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, I have a solution that can work for everybody. Velishko pertamine, why don't you take a little bit like Rabbi Meir says, but velichmetse me'avroi, and let it rise a lot. Velese v'nilo shabadeh, and then put it back in. Meaning, what's Rabbi Meir's problem? That it's not going to be risen enough? So let it rise enough. Give it time to become totally processed, from the flour that you took from the Isaron, and that's it. Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that. Why? Gzeira de ma'asi la suye me'alma. There's a gzeira in that case. If people see you bringing a fully developed piece of sa'or, a little bit of sa'or, then they're not going to realize that was originally from this mixture. And then they're going to bring some from outside And that could be a problem. So that is why Rashi ends off by saying, "Adir Maslo Gzeira." Well, let's just read it. Isharis leilachamso mibachutz alach zero kan haroesh who mevio menachutz. The one who sees, you bring it from the outside. Vilashu bekan, and you need it here. Ve'ino modid achshav isar, and you're not measuring it now. Right, because you took it from here originally, so he might think that you can bring whatever you want. So most of Ali Saron, he might think, oh, you already, you have the Isar and you're adding on to the Isar. He's not going to know you measured it before. The Asila Suye Sarme Alma Lavato Isaron. So that's the Gzeira. So that's why you got to choose which one you want to do, even though it's not the best. Hilkach Lerbi Meir Bode Mitocho Adif. Rabbi says it's better to take it from within and not process it fully and then put it back. Lerbi Yehuda Mevio Mibesa Kode Medida Adif. No, it's better to bring it from the outside and then do Medida now so nobody's going to worry. Oh, you're already adding on to the Isara. No, because you're measuring it now. So everybody's going to realize that you are not adding on to the Isara. Okay, so that was why you can't do that third option.
Where was this done?
We mentioned, I think, 2 days ago when we spoke about where were the menachos made. On Nunam Abayz, we spoke about the Shteh HaLechem was dafka baked inside, and Rov Rishon and Machlokas, Rashi Shimon Kubetz is there. That's in terms of the baking.
The process of making it into chametz, who was it done by?
Well, that was before it was. Well, it was in a klisharis yet. If you put it into a klisharis and measured it, so then it can't go out of the azar anymore. It would be nifsa belina.
So this was done before that.
It was done before the kmitza. It was done before you put the. We mentioned that the matan. There were three matan shemens. You added oil 3 times in the process before kmitza. So those early stages could be done by azar, even. But if it was after measuring, it was already in a klisharis. So it's not part of the avoda of a mincha. It's not kmitza, kabbalah, holacha, haktara. But it's an early stage, which is most probably done in the azara. That's when you start the process of adding the oil. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Last line. Ein, so now, we said that there are these two exceptions of the rule where you have to be mechametz, these two types of carpet is mencha, and we discussed how you do that. Torah about it. In machmitzin betapuchin. You can't use tapuchin juice in order to cause it to rise. Mishum rebechinian begamliel amru machmitzin. You are allowed to use tapuach juice. So in modern Hebrew, tapuach means apples. So does this mean apple juice? So if you look in, what do they translate it as? That apple juice. There's a big discussion where Rav Shechter likes to point out that it's not so clear, and it's probably not true, that tapuach b'imei chazal means what we call tapuach. Why? One of the biggest rises here, I was trying to do some research last night, how is apple juice as a leavening agent? It seems like, if you look at the sources, citrus fruits are better leavening agents. Which would also be a right to what Rav Shechter says in the other context. Rav Shechter writes in Ikvei Atzon and elsewhere, but Ikvei Atzon in Siman Tezvav, he talks about the Gemara in Pesachim that talks about a tapuach being in charoses. So we all use apples in charoses, because it says tapuach. But the Gemara says, describe, the Gemara in Pesachim there in Kuf Tes Zayin. It says, how do you make the charoset? Charoset is the mitzvah. So it says zecher letit. It's a zecher for the tit, and that's why you have to make it thick in order to be like the cement. And zecher letapuach, so it should be a little tart. The Gemara says sarach lekehuye, a little tart. So apples aren't tart. Citrus fruits are tart. That's where Rav Shechter assumes that tapuach bechazal is sometimes it's in the citrus family. Right, ubavada haynu pri kmo tapuz sheish bo acid charif diilu mashenikra kiyom tapuchem ein bo charifus klal. There's no charifus there, and he says he remembers one time that the Rav was giving shir, and he quoted the meaning of the gra not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah because there's a daya in that the eitz hadas was from grapes, and then one of the showmen, one of the people in the shir, asked him, eitz hadas was an apple. Said the Rav answered, take him a miyad bavada ein ze nachon. Elo de lachad madamer esrog haya, the esrog b'loshen tanach nikra tapuach. V'hanotzrim bilbalu tapuach shel tanach b'tapuach shel hayom. And the Christians, the later sources, you know, they got it mixed up. The Rav also felt that tapuach. So again, there are a number of sources that seem to say that possibly in Talmudic times tapuach wasn't apples. So maybe this goes on the list. That the, you have to look at the citrus fruits might be a better leavening agent. So therefore, the machlokas is, but is that as good as water? Is that as good as water? And therefore, that's this machlokas here, whether one could use tapuchim, tapuach juice as a leavening agent or not. Okay, that's a machlokas. Rav Kahana Masi Law, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Rav Kahana didn't have it as Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, but as Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Fine. Kamana Az Lahu Ditzan. Who is the author of the following Mishnah in Maseches Trumos? Where the Mishnah says, Tapuach sheriskou, a tapuach that you crushed. This is talking about a tapuach of truma that was crushed, and vinnostor latocha isa, and you put it into dough in order to cause it to rise, vechimsu, and you cause it to rise, harezu asura. That's usur. What do you mean usur? What's the case we're talking about? So if you look at the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos, the discussion is it mutter or usur to zarim, to non-kahanim? If one has a dough of chulin, and you put in a leavening agent of truma, that's called davar hamaimid, something that causes something to occur. That's the big discussion of enzymes. The enzymes need hechsherim. Shaftar also has a big article about that. When the original issue came up 20, 30 years ago, in terms of the kashrus of enzymes, and enzymes is not ebo mamish, it's nothing. But an enzyme, you see the effects of the enzyme in the texture, in the production of an item. So that might be called a davar hama'amid, something that causes, you see the effect of something in a mixture. So too, if you have a whole dough, even if you have a tiny little leavening agent, so it should be batel, but that's called davar hama'amid. If it causes the rest of the mixture to take on a certain feel, to take on a certain structure, so that it still has an effect, it's not batel. So here too, if you have a leavening agent of truma that causes a dough of chulin to rise, that's going to be usur. But what's the example given? Tapuach sherisko. So the sheet in the Mishnah says it's usur. So come on. So who is that opinion like that says that's considered chimutz? Let's assume that's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. He's the one that says you're allowed to use tapuach juice to cause menachos to become chametz, the ones that have to become chametz. So too, he must be the one that says it's considered a chimutz by Hilchos Truma. We're comparing Hilchos Menachos to Hilchos Truma. Answers the Gemara, Filatim Rabbanan, no. There's no raya. Maybe even the Rabbanan in Hilchos Menachos, where the Rabbanan say that you cannot use tapuach juice, in order to be mechametz, the menachas that have to be chametz, even the Rabbanan might agree that for truma it becomes asur. Why? Nehi de chametz gomer lo have, noksha mia have. It could gain a middle status of chimutz. It's not fully mechumatz, and therefore you can't use that to make a mitzvah d'oraisa, to make a korban mincha into chametz. So this is not fully processed into chametz. That's why they don't allow you to use it. But does it reach the level of, it's not matzah anymore, it's semi-chametz, chametz noksha, was discussed in Maseches Psachim, so that it does reach, and therefore is going to be usur. Big machlokas rishonim. Do you get malchus for chametz noksha? Do you violate Bali Rabbi Yimatzi for chametz noksha? That's the sugya, the beginning of the third parak in Maseches Psachim, the beginning of Elu Ovrin. What does Elu Ovrin bePesach mean? So machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam there. Does it mean Elu Ovrin? You violate, or you just have to get rid of it. Ovrin, ma'avir min ha'shulchan. You have to get rid of it. So look at Rashi Atosis there at the beginning of the third parak. That's the discussion of Chametz Noksha. Okay, so you want to say it's a machlokas, but we said everybody would agree. Amar Rabbi Ila, Ein lecha hakasha lekemitza yotzer mimenchas chote. There is no harder kemitza that a Kohen has to do except for the mincha v'chote. We know kemitza, as we've discussed many times, is the first of the four avodos, where the Kohen sticks his hand into the flour and rubs off with his thumb and his pinky, and he takes what's under, and he burns the kemitza that's under the three middle fingers, and the shirayim of the carbon then is mutter to the Kohanim, as long as it's not a carbon mincha, which we didn't really discuss yet, but a carbon mincha is all burned on the mizbeach. So, it's very hard to do kemitza for mincha v'chote. Why? It's all dry. It's all dry. There's no oil. We mentioned 2 days ago that Issa Daraisa of adding oil, Lo Yitein Al Hashemen, Issa Daraisa to put oil on Minchas Chote. So if you can't add oil, so it's all dry flour. So it's very hard to get an exact kmitza by all other kmitzas, which are a little nivla with oil, so it sticks together. So if it sticks together, so it's a little easier to do kmitza, but here, it's all dry, so it's to get an exact amount right to the edge of your fingers, it's very hard to do that kavitsa. And therefore, I guess Kohanim have to practice. There's no harder job than to do kavitsa with a minchas chote. Let's get back to that in a minute, but let's continue first. Rav Yisrael bar Avdimi Amar, minchas chote. Megavah b'mayim v'ksheir, what's the problem? Add a little water. The Issa d'Oraisa is only to add oil. But you can add water. So what? It's so hard because it's not going to stick together? So add a little water. Not a problem. Viksheira. I guess add a little water and do it right away so you don't have time to for it to rise. So Megavah b'mayim v'ksheira, no problem. Right? Rashi's Lashon, fifth skinny line. Rachmana lo asar el shemen. Torah only asks shemen. So lema b'hakam ifliki. What's this machlokas about? Let's say this is machlokas. Demar savar kimoshe hein misha'arinon. Some say, how do we measure exactly how much the mincha has to be? You go by as is, and as is, you can't add any water because water distorts the amount. Umar savar l'kimos shehayu misha'arinon. You go by what it was, meaning you just have to have an isarot originally, but then you don't have to worry about it throughout the process, and therefore it's as was, not as is. Right? That's the machlokas. Isn't that the machlokas? It's like, where's it low? No, to kuli amako shehein misha'arinon. No, everybody agrees you go by as is, meaning it has to have an isarot now. But the question is, ubahakam iflagi. This is the machlokas. Everybody agrees that you have the Isara now. You have the Isara now. It looks like an Isara. Umar Savar. No, what is the pshat of the pasuk? My chareva, chareva mishemen. One understands that chareva means it has to be dry only from oil. And if it's dry from oil, that's already good enough to be considered a minchas chareva. Umar Savar, chareva mikol dover. Dry is dry. Period. You're not allowed to add anything else. I saw the Taras HaKodesh, one of the Achronim on Menachas, he says maybe the Machlokes is related to the sugya of Darshinon Taima Dekra. Darshinon Taima Dekra, why? Because Reb Shimon, we know from elsewhere, is Darshinon Taima Dekra, so maybe here too, he is Darshinon Taima Dekra. What do you mean? We had back earlier on Davav, what did Reb Shimon say? Really, bedinhu, says Reb Shimon, that you should put oil on a carbon chot, minchas chote. But why? Because shelo yehe chote niskar. You shouldn't let the chote win. You shouldn't let him gain it. Oh, because he was chote, so he doesn't have to spend as much on a carbon mincha. But what could I do? I don't want the carbon to be mehudar. So that's why you don't add oil. That was Reb Shimon talking on da vav amid aleph, going over to vav amabez. Rather, Reb Shimon at the bottom of vav amid aleph. So says the Taras HaKodesh, according to that svara, if you darshan time in Dekra, that's the reason that you're not allowed to put oil on Minchas Chote, because you don't want it to make it Mehudar, so water doesn't make it Mehudar. So then water would be okay. You would be able to add water. Mash'enkein, if you're not darshan time in Dekra, the pasuk says dry. The pasuk says dry, you can't add. You can't add, so therefore, maybe that would be the reason of the Rabbanon, that if they don't hold darshan time in Dekra, that is why you'd be mechalik between oil and water. That's the suggestion. What's behind this machlokes of chareva mikol davar or chareva mishemen, whether you are dashin in time of the crop. Tosfos, though, here, he has another kasha, reminds us of another gemara. We've got to remember all the gemaras of Menachos. We had a gemara back on Daf Yud Aleph, back on the first parak, which said, you remember, it's very hard to do kemitza to the Menachos that have to be baked first, and then you do kemitza to them. Right? Most Menachos are not baked first. But the menachas that are baked first, and then you have to do kemitza to like a wafer. Imagine doing kemitza to a piece of matzah. And it has to be exact. You have to be, under your fingers have to be full, very hard, because it's gonna break, and who says it's gonna break too far, too short? It's very hard. So the Gemara there said, back on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Zuhi Avod HaKasha Shem HaMikdash. Right, the Gemara says, Vesulo, that's it. This is the Avodah Kasha B'Mikdash. What about Malika? Malika, the Kohen, if you remember, has to hold the bird, the legs of the bird down with two fingers, the wings of the bird down with another finger, and then do Malika with the other finger. He's got to do everything with his right hand, because it's all in Avodah. That's pretty hard to do. Right? You ever try to, sometimes you have to change a baby's diaper. You can't do it with one hand. You got to do it, right? So there's a bird. A bird's flailing all around. You got to do it all with one hand. It's Avodah Kasha B'Mikdash. Or the Chafina. As we know, the chafina, the Kohen has to go inside and do the on Yom Kippur with the ketores and hold it with his bring it with his right hand and hold it with his mouth. It's a whole hard avoda. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's one of the avodas of Mikdash. The Gemara there says, these three are the avodas kashas. The kemitza of the already baked items and the malika and the chafina. So yes, Tosas right here. What about Minchas Chote? Why does this Gemara only quote one? See, the little Tosas, Ein Lecha. Ksas kasha. Okay, it's not a bomb kasha. You have a machlokas in halacha, but it's a machlokas in chazals. Dila el pasov perakama havi the lemisne gami machvas umar cheshes zuhi achaz yavodish kadosh b'mikdash. Why to leave this one out? So you see on the star ayin tosas yuma memtes. So if you look in tosas yuma memtes, tosas says kasha in the different places means two different things. Avoda kasha, does that mean it hurts the kohen, or does that mean it's just hard to do? Well, by the earlier ones, it hurts the kohen. That's what it means. Why does it hurt the kohen? You try to do malika, and the legs of the bird are sticking into your fingers, and the wings, and you got to try to push down on the neck of the bird. It hurts. It hurts, Estosis. That's hard to do malika. Or chafini, you got to stick one of the shovels into your mouth. Your teeth are killing. It hurts. Or the other one, trying to break hard pieces of baked matzah. It hurts. That's what avodah kasha there means. Here means it's hard to do. That's what kasha here means. Because you're going to pick it up, the dry mincha is going to fall off because it's not connected. That's Tosis's answer, mentes in the base. V'nirli dahana gimel tegah chashev ha'cha avodah kasha oshem l'koin la'aso sheish lem tsar malika l'mopetzi parno l'achtocha ma'ferkes v'chein kemitza d'minchas ma'afes sheish lo tsar l'koin l'machuk begoz lo milamalu be'esma ketana milamata u'la hashvos davar kasha v'chein b'chafina shenot l'abazek b'shinav avol gami minchas chotei. Does it hurt or is it hard to accomplish? Kasha is used in two different ways. That's the answer that Tosfos and Yuma Memtes gives. If you look in the Birchas HaZevach says that the Rambam quotes the Shita of Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi, that you're allowed to add water. How does he know that we pass in that way? It's the Birchas HaZevach. The Berachas HaZevach says it's beautiful. He paskins that way because the Rambam understands that it's a machlokas asugis. That Gemara over there does not have Minchas Chote on the list on Avodas HaKashos. Here, this part of the Amar says it's kasha because it's dry. The Rambam must assume that it's a machlokas asugis, and this is left off the list. You know why? Because the Rambam holds it can add water, so it's not so hard. The Rambam paskins like Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi. That's his answer to the kasha of Tosfos. That's the Birchas HaZevach Sa'ara right here on our daf. That's how the Rambam quotes. Nira mikan hotzi Rambam perek yed aleph shekasev gavlu b'mayim v'kametz k'sheira v'kesev mishnah al sham lo hera makar lo din zeh. And I think because he paskins delo krebi yela shrabinot the sham nachas v'yel mechaz chote lo avi kibitzas ha'kasha v'asi delo krebi lazar. That's how you read a Rambam. Figure it out. That's another answer to Tosfos's kasha. Lechaz Chinuch points out that it's only the Rambam's lashon is only you should add water b'di'evet. Doesn't say lechatchila you can add water. If you added water, the Rambam's lashon it is okay. So maybe the Rambam says you should try to do it, but if you have a difficult time, it's okay. One could add the water. Okay, let us continue. There's more about worrying about tumah when adding water, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says in Meseches Uksin, the last Mesechta in Shas, Besar ha'egel shenispach, if somebody has a piece of meat that became became nispach, that got blown up, or ubesar zakena shenizba'ech, or another type of basar that became shriveled, meaning the meat is not what it used to be. It either got bigger or it got smaller. So what do you measure it as in terms of tumas ochlin? We know a food, in order to be metami other foods, has to be at least a kibetza in size. What about becoming tummy itself? That's a machlokas. So either way, there is a the discussion here in the Mishnah in Uksin, Mishtarina l'kamoshein. You go by the shear of Kemos Shehein. What do those words mean? That's a machlokas amoran. Rav, Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Yochanan, Amri, all of them held, Mishtarinan Kemos Shehein. You go by present shear. How big it is now. If right now it is a kibetza, fine. It's able to be metame. If it's not a kibetza right now, even though you knew it was, right? Or let's say it's not one, it is one now and you knew it wasn't. Either way, the first group holds, you go by right now. Shmuel, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Reish Lakish, Amri, these other group, Mishtarina Likimos Shehein. You measure to what it was, or the sheet of the Bach changes it to make it simpler, Shahayu. Right? You go by what it was. go by what it was, not by what it is. If it was a kibetza of meat, then it's tameh, even if it's not a kibetza right now, and vice versa. Right, so that is machlokas amarom. Do you go by present? Do you go by original? So meisvei. Let's ask a kasha. B'sar ha'egel. There's a brisa that says b'sar ha'egel. What does it have to do with us? Because it has to do with, you know, the leavening. You add the water, and what shear is it now? What shear did it used to be? So meisvei b'sar ha'egel shelo hayubo kashir. It didn't have an amount of shear. V'tafak fa'amar al kashir, and then it didn't have a shear of Tumma. And now it does because it got bloated. Tahar lisha avar. Beforehand it was tahar, but tummy mikana lahaba. And now it's tummy. Now it's tummy. Question mark. So you see from here clearly it goes by present. Shears. Kasha on the second group of Amarim. Midirabanan. Maybe it's only midirabanan. It's only midirabanan that you would go by the Amaram who say that you go by the previous time, the original time. That's the Meikra Din. Who is the one that says you go by right now? Tami Mekana Lahaba. That's a Din Dirabanan. So Ihachi says the Gemara Ima Seifa. But look at the Seifa of the Brisa. V'chein bepiga v'chein menosar. The same would apply to the Shear of Pigla Nosar. What's the Kasha? I Amar Bishlam Adar Raisa. If you say the Brisa is on a Daraisa level, Hainu Diga Pigla Menosar. Pigla Nosar, Daraisa concept. There's no Pigla Dirabanan. There's Pigla Daraisa. And no sir daraisa. See, if you say the Bryce is on a daraisa, this level discussion, then it all makes sense. Ela'i amr durabanon. But if you say the Bryce should be understood on a durabanon level, like we just suggested, pigle of an osir durabanon mi ika. Do you have pigle and osir on a durabanon level? So what's the Bryce talking about? It can't be durabanon. Answers the Gemara, it can. Ema v'chein bitumas pigle. V'chein bitumas nosar. On a daraisa level, pigle and osir are not tame. If you look in the first parak in Kalim, where all the avos hatuma are listed, pigla nosar are not there. They're not avos tumos. Pigla is an isser to eat. Nevela has tuma. Pigla doesn't have tuma. Bidurabanan Chazal instituted tuma on pigla nosar, so that Kohanim are very careful about them. Right, if the Kohanim know they're going to become Tameh, they don't want to have to like always go and find the mikvah. So therefore, Chazal instituted Tumas, Pigla and Tumas Oser, that's the Rabbanan. And that's the context of the Brisa. Why? And therefore, that's the Brisa says, the Shi'urim are for these contexts. I might have said, Ho, v'tumas Pigla v'tumas Oser, the Rabbanani, since the whole concept of Tumas, Pigla v'Oser is the Rabbanan, Kulei Hai, Bid Rabbanan, Lo, Avid Rabbanan, so Chazal aren't going to make it double, meaning the whole thing is the Rabbanan. So, if all things are Rabbanan, and it originally didn't have the requisite shear, and now it does, you're going to be Machmir and say Midra Rabbanan, now Tuma kicks in? It's a double Drabanan. The whole thing is Drabanan, and you didn't even have the regular shear. So you might have thought that there's no Tuma Drabanan by Pigla and Nosar when it didn't originally have the requisite shear. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa, that it does. That you go, Mikana Lahaba, if it has the requisite shear now, by Pig, whatever the shear is in each context, so then it is going to be Tameh Midrabanan. So again, no kasha on the second group of Amaram who say you go by the original shear. Okay, so Tashma, let's try again. Let's try again to ask another kasha. Bisar Zakena. This now the Bryce is going to say that basically the same exact idea, but it's going to go in the opposite direction of going Lakula. So therefore, you're not going to be able to give the answer that we just gave. Besides, Zakena shahayu bo kashir vitsamak pachos mikashir. If you have basar that had the shear and then it became less tsamak simukin raisins, right? Raisins are ha'etz and al ha'etz. Got to remember raisins. People don't realize that that raisins get a special bracha, but I don't have to realize that simukin. So tsamak pachos mikashir. It shrunk. Tamei lisha avar, v'tar mikana lahaba. Tamei lisha avar. So again, there, it used to have a shear, so it's tamei in the past, because that was the original stage, but now it's tar. So another kasha on the second group. You see, you go by the original, I'm sorry, tar mikana lahaba. You see, right now, it is, does not have the shear, so therefore, it is not metame. So you see, you go by right now. So again, it's a kasha on the second group of Amaram, who say you always go by the original state. So Amar Rabba says, okay, you're right. This is the, these are the rules. Kol hecha demei kara havi bei. Vahashta lesbe, holesbe. If originally it had the requisite shear and now it doesn't, you're right. It doesn't have the requisite shear. Everybody agrees. If right now it doesn't have the requisite shear, it's nothing. And everybody agrees that if it originally didn't, now it has. Midrabanan. If it's l'chumrat rabanan, you would say it does. So there's no machlokas by cases where it got smaller or it got bigger. The machlokas is only when big, small, big. Where it originally had. Ki pligi kagon shahayu bokashir. It originally, there was a piece of basar that was kibetza, or that was kizayis, whatever the shear was. Vitsamak. And then it got smaller. Vichazar v'tafach. And then it went back to its original state. That's the machlokas. Demar savar yej dichui bi'isura. Do we say that once you have a dvar iser, which became unfit to be usur, do we say that it is forever labeled, and therefore it can never return to its usur state. Umar Savar ain dichui beisura. Or the other mandar says, no. If originally it was a chefza shel isura, and now it's a chefza shel isura, so what? That in the middle, it was not a chefza shel isura, it is still okay. So that's the machlokes between them. The love is behind this. So Reb Shmuel suggests that you see from here that the in the world of Isurim, it's not just about, when the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, Shiurin is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's not just a din in the Maisa HaGavra. Right? If it's in the Maisa HaGavra, then the Maisa HaGavra, you know, this was a Kazayis, and it's going into you. It's a din in the definition of the Chefsa as well. That's what you see from the Sol Gemara. It's important what the Chefsa looks like right now, and what the Chefsa used to look like. He says, Im Kain, he says, hello, Ela muchach mikan shemovad zeh shir kezayis ushir b'maisa achila who gam shir b'chefsa shemachalas asuros she'enu nechshav lechefsa shel iser ela imkain yesh bo kezayis v'lochach shayich anidon shel yesh dicha b'isurin ba'ochash lohay bar kezayis v'tavach v'yesh bo achshav kezayis. You see from there that there's when it comes to isurin, there's maisa agavras involved and there is chefsa shel isura. There is an important discussion l'maisa just to mention in terms of bracha achrona. Bracha achrona. Let's say you have a piece of sponge cake with a lot of air inside. So it's as big of a kezayis now. But if you put all the ingredients together and you smush it, so it's not going to be, it's not a kezayis. Or even matzah, the bubbles. The bubbles of matzah. So by when it comes to bracha achrona, by bracha rishona, we pass, can you make a bracha rishona on any amount? Any tiny amount, you make a bracha rishona. Even if you're tasting something, even if somebody's tasting to see if somebody you need to add in more spices or not, we paskin to'emes tzricha bracha. Right? You have to make a bracha on to'emes. Anything that goes in the amount, you have to make a bracha rishona. Bracha achrona is only if there's a shear. If I ate a kezayis, revius, whatever it is. So what happens if there's a kezah, if there's enough of a shear with the volume, with the air, blown up? Or, what about bamba? Right? It's blown up rice cakes. Right? All of these, we have blown up food. Right? So you have the regular food, it's tiny, and then you blow it up, and all of a sudden it's bigger. So that's part of this issue. Originally it wasn't, and now it is. What do you go by? So it sounds like from this Gemara that you don't make a bracha achrona. Right? It sounds like, because if originally it didn't, and now it does, you don't. So and you can't even look at the Mishnah Berurah. You know why? Because there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Right, the post can point out that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't help us. You look at the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Brachos, the Mishnah Berurah says at the beginning of Siman Reish Yud. Siman Reish Yud is all about the shear, and he quotes, Hayapas sufganin shenispach, you have bread that's blown up. Ad she'ein ha'avirim shebo nirgashim, you don't realize there's airspace inside the bread, inside the cake. Ha'ochel kezayis bimenu kamo shehu, eino mavarech. D'lofi ha'emes lo'ochel kezayis. So Mishnah Berurah here is machmir, that if you go by this, lefi emes is not a kezayis, or v'cheinim haya kezayis v'nitztamik, v'nismait b'shi'uro, it became smaller, ein mevarchin acharav, ela im kein, chazar v'nispach, unless it came back to its original size. So you read this Mishnah Berurah in Reish Yud, Sifka, and Aleph, it sounds like that you go by right, you need both. You need the original and right now in order to be makbir. But if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Piskei Tshuvos points out that the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman's Tav Pei Vav, he points out Pas Sfugin Misharina Kamoshu. You go by what it is now, right? So it's the big shadow. What do you go by? So he quotes here B'Shem the Chazon Ish. Maybe it could be a difference between natural processes and processes of like bread that became bloated or smaller, not because you intended. Says the Chazon Ish, Shachalol amativiyim shebepas. I mean, either you bake something and it rises, that's supposed to happen. So maybe you could count those spaces. But something that becomes nistamek, not because you wanted it, but maybe there's a difference. Maybe there's a difference there. And he quotes that many achronim were machmer to make sure to only say brach achrona, the brisker rav and the belzer rav, you're all machmer because of the stira in the Mishnah Berurah, to always make sure that they had enough of a shiur, l'kol adeus, in order to make a brach achrona. Right, so that's a big discussion, important discussion, l'maisa. One other important discussion, and that is Tosfos. Tosfos here on the bottom Tosfos in Demei Kara says, here it seems like, what does it say? If it didn't have originally, and it has now, it's only Durabanan. There's a big discussion in Meseches Shabbos. In Meseches Shabbos, Tosfos quotes, Ba'i Ravan, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Hotzi, no, there are Shiurim for carrying out on Shabbos. If I carry something out on Shabbos, what is my purpose of using it? If I'm carrying it out to use it to eat, then it's going to have one shear. If I'm carrying it out, a seed to plant in my yard, it's going to have another shear. What if I carry it out and then I change my mind? Or, so therefore the shear changes. Or the item changes. So the Gemara in Shabbos seems to say, you're going to be chayav daraisa if it's big enough now. If it's big enough now for the shear. So Tosfos asks, why by over there you're going to be chayav? And here it says, if it didn't have originally the requisite shear, you're for sure going to be pater. It's only Durabanan. So Tosfos tries to come up with an answer, but the Ritva there, the Rishonim and Shabbos, give a beautiful answer. They say, what do you compare Hilchos Melachos and Hilchos Shabbos? Shabbos. Melechas Machshevas Asra Torah. Right now it's exactly what you want. That's enough. This, put this on the list. We don't usually, this is a new one. There's another example of Melechas Machshevas L'chumra. Usually, the Minchas Asher quotes, I think it was 11 cases of Melechas Machshevas L'kula, but he quotes in Parshas Vayakel that once in a while you have an example where Shabbos is more machmir than other context, even though most of the time it's more mekel in other context. This goes on the list. Even though in Hilchas Menachas, if originally didn't have the shear, so it's not going to be enough, daraisa, by Hilchos Shabbos, it might be good enough. Because tachlis, right now, is exactly what you want. And therefore, melechas machshevas asra Torah. So you look at the Rishonim there in Shabbos, daf Tzadik Aleph. Weiter. Umi galamanda amar diyesh dichi b'yisurin. Does anybody really hold that yesh dichi b'yisurin v'atnan? The Mishnah says in Taurus. Great. Today we had a Mishnah in Uksin, in Shrumis, in Taurus. Vatnan, kebetza, ochlan, shenicha, bachamav, and ismatu. You left the base of ochlan in the sun, and it became smaller. V'chin, kezayis, ben amez, kezayis, ben anavela, kladash, ben asheret, kezayis. All these cases of kezayis, of a dead body, or nevela, or a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz. Ukezayis, pigle, ukezayis, noser, ukezayis, chaylev. In all these cases, respectively, all the different types of isurim that relate to them, or tumah, tahorin. Ve'en chayav, and aleim, shem pigle, venos, v'chaylev. You see from there, it seems like that if they get smaller, they lose their iser. Hinichan bikshamin, if you then put them in the rain, vitafchu, and then they get bigger again, tamein, v'chayar lam shem pikav nosav v'chaylev. So what do you see from there? It goes back. Tziyufta, lamad amar, dish, tichim isur, and tziyufta, you're right, bam kasha, no answer given. Right, bam kasha, no answer, it has to be ein dichui b'isurin. Period. Tashma, let's try again though now. Let's try again to the original issue of the size changing. Tarmin te'enim al ha-grogeris b'minyin. Te'enim are fresh figs and grogeris are dried figs. So, says the Tosefta, Tarmin here, Rashi points out, at least this stage of the Gemara means miser. Tarmin means to take off. It means you're allowed to take off miser, you're allowed to use fresh figs to take off miser to make dry figs misukan. You're allowed to take fresh figs and give it to the Levi in order to be motzi, to be mafrish for dry figs, b'minyin. What does b'minyin mean? Miser we know has to be 10%. How do you determine 10%? You could go by number, right? 10 out of 100. You could go by weight, right? Go by volume. There are many ways to determine 10%. You could do any of them. But here it says when you're doing fresh figs on dry figs, you gotta go by number. Gotta go by number. Rashi says not by mida, not by volume. So why is that? So iyamrit bishlamala kemosh shehein misha'arinon. If you go by shahayu, right? If you go by the important point is the past. So shaper, that's fine. If the past is fine, because then in the past they were all fresh, and you're taking fresh on fresh. Eloi Amid Kamosha Hain. But if you go by what it is now, so you're taking fresh figs on dry figs, and you're going by number, so the fresh figs are going to be much bigger. So Havili Marba Maisrus, you're going to be taking off more than 10% of Maisrus. Vitanya, and we learned it in Brisa, Hamarba Maisrus, if you give more than 10% for Maisrus, Peirosa Misukanin, what's left in your field is fine, because you took Maisra off of them, Umaisrosa Mukukar, but what you give to the Levi is a problem, because in there is Maisra Rishon, and also Tevel. And also Tevel, why? The Rabbeinu Gershom explains, because you didn't have in mind that the Maisra Rishon should make what's with the Maisra Rishon Misukan, you only had in mind to make what's left in your field Misukan. So therefore, you have more than 10% here. So what the amount that's more than 10% is Tevel. So therefore, how could you say if you go by what is, it's a problem? So says the Gemara, what Elamai Lukamoshehain? It fits better if you always go by what was. Amos say for the next line is not going to fit in because it's the opposite case. Grogers Altainim, dry figs on fresh figs Bemida. You go by volume. So Iam Rebishlama Kamoshehain Shopper. So then, if you go by present, it fits in. Ela Iam Lukamoshehain. If you go by past Lukamoshehain, said again Marbe Meisrusu. You're going to be Marbe because you're going by volume. So Ella, so you have a problem either way. So Ella says the Gemara, what must be the case? Acha b'truma gadola skinan. The word tarmin means what we thought it would have meant. Truma. We're not talking about meiser, which is an exact amount. We're talking about truma. Truma on a daraisa level is chita achas pateris sakri. There's no shear daraisa for truma. One little chita paters. So therefore, even if you're a little more, a little less, don't worry about it. Chazal yes, derabanan 140th, 150th, 160th. But on daraisa level, there's no shear. That's what we're talking about. Veresha b'ayin yafe, v'seva b'ayin yafe. Okay, you're giving a little more than you should. But that's it. That's fine for truma. Ihachi, one second. If it's truma, same as seva, what about the next line? Amar Rav Elazar bar Yosi, Abba haya notel eser grogras sheba miksoa, al tishim sheba kalkala. My father used to take 10 dried figs on top. The miksoa is the tool that was used to dry the figs on. So he used to take 10 on the 90 that were in the basket. So you see, he's doing 10 of 90, 10%? That doesn't sound like truma. Those numbers don't sound like truma. So how can you see the Bryce is talking about truma? So that's why we're going to have to say it's not talking about Meiser, which has an exact shear. We're not talking about truma, which does not have a shear. We're going to end up saying that it has to be talking about Trumas Meiser, which has an exact shear, but as we'll see, there are some Tanaim that say it doesn't have to be so exact. Right, that's going to be the third suggestion of the Gemara. Remember what we've mentioned many times, and that is the Shita of the Noda Yehuda and the Tosfos Rid of Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, as the Gemara says in a number of places, that one little grain potters on a Daraisa level, Tevel, but that's only, says the Noda Yehuda and the Tosfos Rid, that's only in terms of being Masaki in your field. But you did not fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa of giving to the Kohen, Kedei Nesina, unless you give a Chashuv amount. If you only give a tiny amount, that potters Poteres Esakri, but it's not Yotze, the Mitzvah of Nesina. Okay, that we mentioned from the Noda Yehuda and Yoredeis of Reish Aleph. He says nobody ever said this before, but he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. We have it in the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Adaf Nun Ches. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Tonight is the Shir, is the Daf Be'in Shir, and they're related to long-term, short-term views of Mitzvahs. Everyone's invited, 9:30.